Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, December the 3rd, 333rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, along with his fan club, Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm constantly amazed who follows you and where they come.
The little ants around the room.
Oh, don't give away all the secrets, man. Yeah. This afternoon, we spent a little bit of time talking about, well, the last couple of weeks, we had the CSAC, or the County Supervisors Gathering at the state, that happened the week before Thanksgiving. And then last week, obviously, there were no meetings. But that doesn't mean that stuff wasn't getting done. So we'll talk about that. And also yesterday's determination about Measure Z. So we got a couple of different things to kick around, and we'll kick hard when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. But before we do our quote this afternoon, let's see if we can get one here.
You got a good one?
I think so. This comes from Everett Dirksen. Sometime between 1896 and 1969, presumably when he was a senator, because that's when people actually paid attention. Quote, I'm a man of fixed and unbending principles, the first of which is to be flexible at all times. you could
like
run with that one, couldn't you?
Politician.
Yeah. Oh, my. What do the holidays mean for you guys as electeds? Was it a time to catch your breath?
Yeah, it definitely slows down. You know, we have CSAC week off and then Thanksgiving week off last week. And this meeting yesterday was pretty busy. There's a lot of stuff on the agenda because it's catch up for 2 weeks.
Kind of felt like you were earning your paycheck?
Yeah, but it definitely slows down at the holiday season. So it's, you know, not as many people are wanting things. So
it definitely slows down. End of the calendar year or just the holiday season? Do you have a sense of which it is?
In the holiday season, I think people are just busy, so they don't, you know, they save their issues for after the first of the year, I guess.
So if we had an active, vibrant economy, you guys would have less hassle because people would be having so many things to do all the time.
You mean by working?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you could say that. Whatever you want, Brian.
You are asleep, dude.
Whatever you want.
Not even a hook or a line on that one, just a sinker. Boom. So what happened at CSAC? Was there anything noteworthy?
Wasn't as fun as last year, but I did present with a couple other folks. There was a panel that we did on Native American relationships. So I'm on the Native American working group and to redo the compacts for the state of California. For CSEC, I'm on the committee, and it was pretty clear in there that there's some counties that just have no clue how to get along with tribes and neighbors. And so,
do they get along with other counties?
Some.
I was wondering if it might be a personality just of that county.
They get along with the other counties much better than they do the tribes, I guess you could say that. And so we put this workshop on to give our ideas on how they can get along with tribes better. And it's the amount of misinformation and not understanding how tribes work, I think, is it's not the case here. We have a really good relationship with the tribes here, even before.
Well, there's
I was
a conduit,
on.
Yeah.
Well, no, even before me, I think there was a working relationship. We've always had, like, the sheriff has had the tribes.
Yeah, the partnerships that are in place.
Have them deputize different tribes. So that, I mean, that doesn't happen hardly anywhere. There's, I think that only happens a few times in the whole state. And so we've traditionally had a pretty good relationship around here. I know that when I was on the Trinidad Rancheria Tribal Council, the mayor would come up and meet with us and, you know, work on things that were going on, whether it be the roads or security issues or, you know, people.
It almost sounds, Ryan, as if there are some communities that have a bad relationship with the university or the four-year school that's in the community, and they don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like you fill in the blank and you put in the tribe and take out the school or other things similar to that.
Yeah, I think so. And it was interesting because some of the questions were pretty basic things. That these are all supervisors in the room or top staff, you know. And I had a question from a supervisor who asked if the tribes were like Mexico and a separate nation. And they said a sovereign nation. I said, oh my gosh, we're in trouble here.
So, had your own language and your own food, huh?
Yeah. So we told them, it's like California and Nevada and how they work together. And one of the examples I used was South Lake Tahoe, where the casinos are and all that. You know, they have a district down there, and you'd never know when you went from California to Nevada, but they have an MOU on how all that's going to work down there. And they got together and hammered it all out. It's the same thing with tribes and counties or tribes and state. It's a government to government relationship, but we're all under the federal government.
Cities to counties? Unincorporated to incorporate.
You just don't have jurisdiction over each other. You know, you have to. So if you want to do something together, you have to work on it together and create an MOU. And it. So hopefully the light bulbs. Yeah, hopefully the light bulbs went off in a few of them that just didn't understand that. And so that may be why they didn't talk, is because they had a preconceived notion that it was a separate nation. And why would you talk to Mexico, right? So. It was nice to be able to inform people. That's definitely a minority of people who think like that or don't have that much information. But
KINS, News and Information Times, 319. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg, spending a little bit of time about how did Ryan spend his week in November? Kind of like a school assignment. So you got the opportunity to be on this one panel.
Mm-hmm.
My question would be, was it well attended?
Yeah, there was. There's a lot of people there.
Looking for information and trying to figure it out themselves or...
Yeah, they have a lot of workshops and a lot of information sharing, you know, meeting people. And it's the whole, you know, then they do the regular CSAC. Virginia is our CSAC rep and I'm the alternate. So they do the business of CSAC down there also. You know, they change over presidents and they pick the new board members. And Virginia is the Coastal County's rep again. She's a co-chair of that. So that was... It's nice to see her take a leadership role on that. And it's, well attended. I mean, all 58 counties had some contingent of people.
In your seminar.
Oh, in my seminar.
Was there either that much interest? Are there that many gaming facilities now or tribes throughout the state that are recognized that this is a significant issue? Or, if you got the stupid questions, I'd like to think. Maybe you had a couple good ones, too?
Yeah, we did. We had probably 50, 60 people that attended it. And there was some good questions. And I think the simplest answer was I told one person, I was like, call up someone on the tribal council and take them out for coffee. I mean, it's as simple as that. You just need to get to know them. They want the same things. You know, you all want the same things. You all want to have a successful economy. You all want to have your families protected and live happy and blah, blah, blah. You all want the same things. So you just need to go get to know each other. And then when things come up, it won't be an adversarial position. It'll, you can work on things together. And you see it happen in other parts of the state, it can happen with you. It's, you know, it's not something that's out of the question.
With the amount of gaming facilities that we have here, the casinos and whatnot, is Humboldt County prototypical or atypical of the rest of the state, or is it different as you go through various counties? Because, you know, a lot of folks don't get out, you know, further south in San Francisco. We don't know what's, you know, on that other side.
Yeah, it's pretty typical until you get into the real populated areas, you know, especially in Southern California. You've got mega casinos or around Sacramento. You've got these, you know, Thunder Valley and, you know, these massive, massive casinos that are like a, almost, there's some that look like Las Vegas casinos down in Southern California. And that's one of the tough things. And it's one of the reasons why I'm happy to be on that committee is because the Southern California voices are really loud and they've got issues and problems with the casinos. And I said, it's just not the case. You have to look, you can't make policy for the whole state, because in rural California, in Humboldt, is massively different than what your problems are in Southern California. You know, so that's like my biggest role there, is to make sure that they don't do something blanket statewide, you know.
Kind of like the Coastal Commission.
Well, and remind them that they need to negotiate with each tribe independently. Also, it's a government-to-government consultation. You can't just say all the tribes are going to do this, because that's not how it works. So that's been one of my roles there, is to remind them what the jurisdictions are, what the, you know, how it all works together. You're supposed to negotiate in good faith, and what that means in government to government relations. And
so you hear the little squeaky voice, that's us.
Yeah.
When the two big elephants are out there doing the positioning.
Oh, yeah. I came back from the last one and I told him, I said, like, I felt like I just got in a verbal fight for 2 hours. It was exhausting. But I think they needed someone to stick up for this area.
Is that something that routinely happens at CSAC, is that the small rural guys have to kind of, you know, take a gun and fire it off every once in a while just to get everybody's attention, that not everybody's in that same boat, guys?
No, I think CSAC does a good job of recognizing the rural partners and the larger ones. I mean, even the CSAC president was Dave Finnegan from Del Norte County last year, and they rotate between urban, suburban, and rural, and so everybody gets a shot at it. And so I think CSAC has tried really, really hard to make sure everything's inclusive, and, you know, and hearing all the voices. Don't make policy that's statewide that's going to affect everybody, and oppose policy that does. And
or water also. I could have used water instead of Coastal Commission, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Recent examples of what not to do.
Yeah.
So what's the big issue for the big boy casinos? What were they getting excited about?
Off-reservation impacts, you know, so Sierra Heights.
Like sphere of influence kind of things?
Yeah, well, they have, you know, everything from drinking and driving to, you know, they've got shootouts and, I mean, they get all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, gangs coming in.
Oh, really? The gangs coming into the facilities? And
well, sometimes, yeah. I mean, they like, and so they've got issues down there that we just don't, you know, we don't have those same kind of issues. You know, we've got a little bit of drugs and probably drinking and driving and, you know, stuff that we have to monitor. And we work with the state and federal government to have, you know, officers come in and do sweeps and, you know, work with the local law enforcement, but nothing to the impact that they have down there. It's crazy.
KINS. News and information time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Supervisor in the 5th, Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the application of Measure Z. Okay, now that that's kind of been signed off on and you're looking at stuff, what's the step? I mean, there have been certainly lots of different discussions about how this advisory committee should be, shouldn't be compromised, or
comprised. Good slip
there. But, you know, maybe the other one will work too.
Will tell.
Yeah. And are you guys going to pay attention to them, or are you not? Is it this just a short-term window dressing, or is this really something that's going to be locked in, like a planning commission, for a long period of time? Are you going to have four-year terms? All come, blah, 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 blah. When you're looking at designing this, what is it that you were looking for initially when you sat mm-hmm. down 2-3 weeks ago and said, okay, this is my ideal committee structure?
The answer is yes. No.
See, there he goes. It changes his mind like that.
Yeah, there you go. So my intention, or my thoughts of it are, this is going to be a very powerful committee. It's going to, the recommendations have to be taken seriously. I mean, it's the whole reason it was set up, is to make sure that the board does what we said we would do. And it's, essential public safety and the things around that, and if our CAO had put in that, say that you get all the deputies back that are on frozen positions, and there's other administrative functions that come along to keep those going. So I guess it's a little more than essential public safety, and there's other things that are involved. I understand that, but I think this body will be able to sift through and see what is essential public safety. What did we, what did we promise the public to do, and make sure that gets done. And this is a layer in between the public and us, so somewhere that go and weed all this stuff out and then give us a recommendation. So I think that was my thoughts
the size of it? Is it, obviously you want it odd.
Yeah,
so, and you have some kind of a tiebreaker thing. But I heard 5-9,
mm-hmm.
heard 7 from a couple of folks, and then I heard 13 and 15 also.
Yeah, I think 13 and 15 is too many. My opinion is 9 would be a good number for this, because it's the whole county plus public safety. So you've got a member from the sheriff and a member from the fire guys. And I spoke to the rule, or not the rule, but I spoke to the fire chief's person, and they told me that what they're looking for is just to support rural fire only, mostly equipment and that kind of thing, and maybe training, and just trying to make their job safer. And put gas in their trucks, and just the basics that they sell pies for. And I think that's great. That's definitely what I had in mind when we were talking about fire when it came to Measure Z, because there's not going to be a massive amount of money that's going to be for everybody. So
that's what I was thinking, is as much as I'm sure that the sharks are circling,
mm-hmm.
everybody wants their piece of the
action. Public safety. No, I'm public safety.
and willing to be on the committee to make the calls also.
Yeah.
Because this isn't a bad committee. This is a fun committee, because mm-hmm. you're distributing monies instead.
Yeah, not taking it away.
Cutting it back, yeah. That you would have to have some kind of a profile developed, who you want on there and what general philosophy that they have. Do they... Mm-hmm. They look to that, or are they thinking that, boom, all of it should go to one department and that's all? Well, that really wasn't what the intent of mm-hmm. most of us had with that particular measure either.
Yeah, and I think that's someone I'll be looking for, someone that understands budgets and county budgets and understands numbers, and then also
that windows it down real quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You understand the county budget. Okay, you're down to what, 3 people?
Not the county budget, just someone who understands budgets, someone that's been in some kind of contact with the county that knows all the different functions that we do. And because you have to be able to tie in, if you get a bunch of more officers on the streets, well, they're going to arrest them and they're going to put people in jail, which you're going to have someone to prosecute them, and then you're going to have someone to watch them afterwards, and then you're going to have someone who defends them, right? So you've got, just because you hire more officers, you've got other things down the line that's going to, you know, hopefully transform that person from a criminal into a productive member of society. And it's more
of
the county's...
You got one of those guys on staff? Let's get three of them.
Yeah.
Forget everybody else.
Well, I mean, that's the overall goal, right? Is to turn someone from a criminal into a productive member of society.
Basic.
And, you know, we tried putting
them safe.
We tried putting them in prison and changing them, and they get out and they do the same thing over and over and go back to prison and get educated on how to be a better criminal. And that didn't work. So, you know, the state has now said, okay, counties, we're going to give you half as much money, and then you guys go and fix the problem that we couldn't fix in prison. So that's what we're hopefully, you know, we have the Community Corrections Partnership that's, you know, the sheriff and the DA and the probation officers and, you know, they in Health and Human Services. And how do you get all these things mixed together to hopefully have better outcomes for the people who are in the system?
And, tell you, man, public stockades. There's something about embarrassment, peer pressure, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll talk to my cop buddies and see
sure.
if that'll work. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. For some reason, yeah. I don't know. Everybody's names goes.
Not buying that one, are you?
Everybody's okay. name goes on the internet nowadays, and it doesn't seem to stop anybody. So,
no.
I mean, you see the same people over and over get arrested for, you know, drunk in public, especially. I read all the names that get arrested every day, and it's the same. You know, you see the same names every single week, sometimes multiple times a week. It's like, you wonder how come after a while that they, you know, they must not be able to do anything. The judges can't, you know. Judges are a state function, not the county's function. But
you gotta pay for them.
We pay for them, but
so
we
a part of your function.
Yeah, but we don't have any control over it. That's what I mean.
We didn't figure that one out either, huh? Yeah, the state has a long history of passing the buck on down to the counties.
Yeah.
So as you're looking at Z going into effect in July, how quick are you looking for recommendations from this committee?
It's going to be really quick. Yeah, because we're going to have. I mean, that's why we took it up yesterday. Is because we have to get this board filled, get them up to speed, and get them meeting in a couple of months. So, you know, by the end of January, we should probably have them up and running. And then they are going to have all their recommendations in place before, you know, for the budget, for the upcoming budget, because we're going to be budgeting for this money for this next fiscal year.
Is it part of the regular budget?
It's going to be now, yeah. Well, no, we're going to make sure it's separate. You know, it's going to be a separate pool of money that gets accounted for separately and is, you know, recommended separately. And, you know, that's how we're going to, you know, at the end of 5 years, hopefully people will say, you know, they spent it on essential public safety, and there's how much money was in, how much money went out, and where it went.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the composition of the committee. Okay, you guys are working that stuff. You're expecting results sometime in the next couple of months or so. What are you looking for? X number of dollars being spent in this area, a percentage, a ranking, a general priority? How granular, how macro do you want?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a budget process, and so I would assume that it's a number. You know, we'd have, I mean, it's a guess, right, on how much money you're going to take in. So if you're guessing that it's going to be $6 million, that's what they're going to have to budget for. And they're going to come back and say, here's how much out of the $6 million goes to rural fire, and here's how much goes to the sheriff. But they're going to get proposals that say they have price tags stuck to them. You know, here's how much it costs to unlock all the frozen positions in the sheriff's department, you know, plus the other couple administrative spots he needs. And here's how much rural fire, you know, this is the proposal from rural fire of what they need for equipment and all the other things that they're looking for. And, you know, the rural ambulance for Highway 299, for instance, you know, here's how much that would cost. And, you know, and they've got a good guideline
you
to go.
You need one for 36, man. The way it's been going. Get those guys to put a little station out in Hydesville so they get a little bit of a running start.
Don't they have one out in Garberville? They've got one in Garberville.
That's Garberville. Well, I mean, you know, there's a station in Arcata, too. It's not going to help out Hoopa too much.
No, but they have one in Hoopa.
Well, see.
Mm-hmm. We want the one in Willow Creek to continue. That's what I'm talking about on this one. Yeah. So we, you know, and it's actually nice too because they have the polling results that we did when we first started talking about Measure Z. We went out and did polling to see if it would, you know, pass it or if it had a chance of passing, and we got a lot of good. We expanded that poll to ask a lot of other questions about what people are interested in. So we've got, you know, everything for what 70% to 80-something percent of what people wanted said, you know, this is what our priorities are. And so we've got a pretty good
as a reference.
I think that we should give them that information. Yeah, because it's really good information on, you know, what the public is expecting out of something that is public safety.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, spending money's fun, isn't it?
It's a lot better than cutting like before.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.